This is KERA News. I'm Miguel Perez. The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo wraps up tomorrow. People have been packing into the new Dickies Arena to watch cowboys and cowgirls compete in bull riding, barrel racing, bucking broncs, and calf roping. But those contests take a toll on rodeo athletes. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on the sports medicine team that keeps them healthy.
Folks, this ain't your granddaddy rodeo. You're in Fort Worth, Texas.
Tim O'Connell has won 3 world championships in bareback bronc riding. In a black cowboy hat and red, gold, and white chaps, O'Connell settles onto the back of a horse, and the gates burst open. The horse bucks and jumps, all 4 hooves lifting off the ground. O'Connell slaps back against the horse again and again, keeping one hand in the air the whole time. It's over in just 8 seconds. O'Connell ends this round with a top score and no injuries, but this is a sport where that's hardly guaranteed. Last year, a major shoulder injury took him out of competition for nearly 9 months. That tops his list of injuries so far.
I tore my collarbone off my sternum, separation of the SC joint, broke my riding hand. I had a spiral fracture in my riding hand. It didn't require surgery or anything like that, but obviously, like the little things, like, you know, I've broken all my knuckles.
It's not a matter of if you get injured, but when, says bull rider Sage Kimsey.
Just in the last few years, I've got a totally torn UCL in my elbow, fractured my pelvis, broke some ribs, broken both arms before, broken feet. It's a tough sport for sure.
And you're how old?
I'm only 25. Yeah.
Kimsey and every other rodeo athlete are basically independent contractors. Some have sponsors, but this is a sport where, by and large, you don't get paid if you're not competing and winning. So, unlike professional basketball or football players, rodeo athletes don't have dedicated team doctors to keep them healthy. That's where the Justin Sports Medicine Team comes in. Dr. Tandy Freeman is the medical director.
We can put them in a boot. We can put them on crutches. We can give them a prescription for their pain medicine, but they don't end up with a $1,000 bill.
At more than 125 professional rodeos across the U.S., the Justin Boot Company staffs clinics with hundreds of on-site doctors, physical therapists, and athletic trainers, almost all of them volunteers, who take care of athletes free of charge. The Justin clinics treat more than 8,000 people a year, giving away 250 miles worth of athletic tape and more than $1.5 million worth of medical care. Care that Freeman says a lot of rodeo athletes wouldn't be able to afford otherwise.
You know, there's several thousand members of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. The reality of it is there are probably about 300 that actually make a living rodeoing.
The program launched in 1981 with the idea of bringing professional sports medicine to professional rodeo. Dr. Jason Magoni, who volunteers with the team, says it's a world of difference from when he grew up watching both of his parents compete.
This didn't exist when they were rodeoing. I mean, my dad had torn up his knee and he wore a brace, and you know, my mom had a bad back, and you know, they just kind of dealt with it. Rub some dirt on it and hope for the best is about how it went back then.
Magoni says he sees all kinds of issues, from bumps and bruises and strains and sprains to the kind of damage that a fully grown bull can do to a human body.
You know, those things happen. Big cuts happen. Blood and guts happen. The bigger things to me are the people who come in with fractures that were at a rodeo that didn't have medical coverage, and they're like, what's wrong with my arm? Well, it's broken. Or what's wrong with my foot? Oh, yeah, that's definitely broken. That's going to need surgery.
For bull rider Sage Kimsey, though, the most important service they provide is helping athletes like him understand how to prevent injuries and manage recovery.
We're all a bunch of, ranch-raised kids for the most part. It's not like we have a whole lot of extensive knowledge, you know, about athletic training and what it takes to stay healthy and what it takes to stay at the top of our game. The knowledge, number one, is probably the biggest thing for me.
It's knowledge that'll help him next time he gets injured so he can get back in the arena and back on the bull. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.